This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Chris Christie's friend and mentor, David Sampson, is not going to jail. The former Port Authority chairman will instead serve 1 year of house arrest after shaking down United Airlines to set up a special flight route to his country home in South Carolina. Sampson will be fined $100,000. He will also perform 3,600 hours of community service. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein was there for the sentencing today. She joins me now in studio. Andrea, hello.
Hey, Jamie.
So you were in that federal courtroom today as the sentence came down, and you've been following the case since, I think, about 2012. Was anyone surprised today after all this time when the sentence finally came down?
Well, yeah, I think so. Prosecutors had hoped that Sampson would get at least 2 years in jail. They point out that Sampson, who was once an immensely wealthy and well-connected lawyer, was once the New Jersey Attorney General, and he is the highest-ranking New Jersey official in some time to be convicted of corruption. So prosecutors had argued that they said Sampson was arrogant, they said his behavior was outrageous, and they said that he, quote, not only knew the difference between right and wrong, but he leapt over it and had a wide margin to spare.
And remind us what the chairman's flight was all about. Is there a Bridgegate connection? And what's this giant leap he took? Bring us back to the case.
So after the Bridgegate scandal broke, WNYC and other news organizations began to look at Sampson, who was the chair of the Port Authority at the time, a very good friend of Chris Christie's. He ran the whole organization where all of this was happening. And what we found out is he was a lawyer and a lobbyist, and often he was working for clients who had business sometimes with the state of New Jersey and even before the Port Authority. So he was getting paid by people who also needed his official approval for their deals. But ultimately, what prosecutors started looking at and what they got him to plead guilty to was extracting a special flight route from United Airlines so he could get to his country home in South Carolina, which is, by the way, called rest period. And to get the guilty plea, prosecutors allowed him to frame his crime narrowly. So we'd found that he'd given United the benefit of the doubt when it was, for example, negotiating for millions of dollars and lowered fees at the Port Authority. But he wasn't charged with that part. So today in the court, the judge was struggling with the way the prosecution had framed this crime, and he wasn't quite sure who the victim was why he should give Sampson a lot of jail time.
So nothing to do with Bridgegate per se, his own special independent crime. What did the judge have to say about his decision not to give Sampson jail time, even though the man pleaded guilty to a crime?
Well, even today, what had to be a low point in Sampson's successful career, he called on his connections, and the judge said, look at all these governors and attorney generals, they're vouching for Sampson. And the judge said, look, he already suffered a lot. He had to give up his law firm. His reputation was dragged through the mud. So this is the sentence he thought was warranted.
Oh, boo-hoo. Well, how did prosecutors react to Judge Linares, I think his name is, Jose Linares, his decision not to sentence Sampson?
Paul Fishman, the prosecutor,
to jail time,
is and was today quite measured. But there was a little bit of emotion that crept out when Fishman pointed out that he gets to go to rest period for the next year.
There is some irony to the fact that the goal of the scheme from Mr. Sampson's perspective was to make it easier for him to get to the house in South Carolina that he liked to spend his weekends at, and he's now been sentenced to spending all of his time in that house.
Oh, well, there is a bit of emotion there for a prosecutor. How about Sampson? Any reaction from the defendant himself?
Yeah, so this is a figure who used to command a room. And today in the court, he sounded kind of quiet. He said he was sorry. There were family members in the courtroom were shaking. But when the sentence came down, huge exhales. There was hugging. There was kissing. And I said to Sampson outside the courtroom, do you want to say you're sorry to the people of New Jersey? And he just kept silent.
So not a lot of contrition there. What does it mean for the Port Authority and for the prosecution of public corruption?
Well, it was a very light sentence. There's been no formal reform at the Port Authority, and it's still controlled by two powerful governors who get to control all those billions of dollars in Port Authority resources.
Hmm. Well, we'll continue to follow evolution of ethics reform at the Port Authority. Thanks so much to you for your coverage all these many years, Andrea Bernstein.
Thank you.